All right, recording has started. With Dave and Scott on the line, we do have a quorum of the boards. It is 1:08 p.m. and we can call the meeting to order. At this time, we're looking for an approval of the agenda. That's item 1B. Unless any board member would like to suggest a change to the agenda, would somebody like to make a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll motion to approve the agenda.
Thank you. Is there a second?
A second.
Thank you. First and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Moving on to public comments. I will take a motion to open the public comment portion of the meeting. Would somebody like to make a motion?
Motion to open the public comment of the meeting.
Okay. Is there a second? I think I heard a second from Scott.
Yeah, he said.
All right. First and second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. The public comment portion of the meeting is open. If there's any members of the public that would like to address the boards, please state your name and do so now.
I'm at the anchor location and there is no one from the public present, Brian.
Thank you, Derek. Seeing and hearing none, we'll take a motion to close the public comment portion of the agenda. Someone like to make that motion?
I'll motion to close the public comment.
Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you. First and second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Moving on to the action items. Action item 2A, I'm going to ask that we table this item until the next meeting. Those meeting minutes weren't quite ready for this board packet, but we were able to post the recordings and everything as within the statutory compliance window. So we will move on to item 2B, ratification of payment of claims. Before we ask for a motion, does anybody have any questions or is there anything, Derek, that you would like to present for this item?
If
is that all good?
All good.
All right. If there are no questions, would somebody like to make a motion to ratify the payment claims?
I'll make a motion to ratify the payment claims.
Who's there? Second?
I second.
Okay. First and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. Ratification passes. We're moving on to the financial statements. These are on, actually. So we did send out some financial statements with the board packets this morning. There was a small correction. So what you're seeing on the screen now is the corrected financial statements. And following this meeting, I will send that to the board members as well. So you have the corrected copy. But to present the financial statements, Derek is here and I will pass you the Mike.
Perfect. Thank you, Brian. So we can go ahead and jump to the next page. As you'll see the four different columns, you have the 2026 approved budget, which was done last year. There's the 2026 proposed amended budget, which we will review in the next agenda item. And where we'll focus for this presentation is the actual through for March 31st, quarter one. And just for note, the variance column is the difference between the approved budget and the actual through that we'll be reviewing today. So this page is the general fund or the administrative fund. So these are the administrative expenses such as accounting, audit, insurance, legal, district management. So starting at the top of that column, we have revenues of $287. That was interest earned. And then below that are the expenses, which equal $6,565. And you will note below that transfer from other fund. This is a transfer of $109,000 that comes in from the bond issuance. And these were planned dollars to move into administrative costs or administrative funds to be used for these specific purposes. So The ending fund at this point is $102,000 and $721 still to be used for those administrative expenses. And you can stop me at any time. If you have questions or comments or whatnot, feel free to please interrupt me.
Okay.
Moving to the next page and staying in that same column, this is the debt service fund. So these are the funds that are used to pay back the bond. So that's the easiest way to look at it. So at the top, you'll show interest earnings in the revenue of $5,447. And then the expenditures at this point, there are no expenditures. Those will happen later in the year. And below that, you'll have the transfer from other fund. This is the money set aside at bond closing to pay or service the debt until the project is vertical and producing income. So you'll see that $2,071,684 that was set aside as reserve and for capitalized interest. So the ending fund
balance. Quick question while you're here. It is to my knowledge that the balance of the loan is sitting in an interest earning account as well. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Does that interest show on here or where does that show?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So all of these funds are in interest earnings. So you'll see on this page, just the debt service portion has earned $5,447 so far.
That's what that is. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep, exactly. So at this point, the ending fund in the debt service right now is $2,077,132.
Okay.
We can jump to the next page. And this is the one that you're probably most interested in seeing the numbers. So this is the capital projects fund. So this is for the construction costs to build the project. So far this year, you can see there's $21,000, $21,262 earned in interest. And capital outlay thus far has been $279,611. Those are the reimbursements to the developer. And then just below that, you'll see the bond proceeds. So this is where the bond issuance came in to this fund. And then from there, they paid the expenses for the cost of issuance and transferred up to the debt service and transferred up to the general funds. So that leaves you at this point the ending fund balance of $7,806,972 to be used for those capital project expenses. So, okay. Any questions on that?
No.
Okay, that is the brief and succinct presentation on the Q1 financials.
Excellent. Thank you, Derek. I appreciate it. If there are no other questions, we'll be looking for a motion to approve those unaudited financial statements for the period ending March 31st, 2026. Somebody like to make that motion?
A motion to approve the unaudited financial statements for March 31st, 2026.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. First and second, all in favor say aye.
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 All right, moving on to the tentative amended 2026 budgets, where we will be moving to adopt the tentative budgets and set a public hearing date to take public comment on the same. Derek, are you taking this as well?
Yep.
All right. Go back to that same financial statements that we just reviewed.
We'll just walk through it. Yeah, we'll walk through it the exact same way, if that's fine. Again, interrupt me if there's any comments or questions. So we have to amend the budget because it did not include the bond issuance when it was approved. So statutorily, we have to increase these numbers to include all of the bond funds as they come in and as they go out. So that's what this second column will be. So starting at the top, we show a budget for interest earnings of $2,500 for the year in this fund. This is the administrative fund. Also, there is no change in the planned expenditures for the year. So those will remain the same at $54,500 as budgeted. The budget does include the $109,000 transfer from the bond issuance into these administrative funds. So that leaves us with an ending fund balance as $57,000 at the end of the year if those funds are expended as shown. So that's the general fund. We can go ahead and move to the next page for the debt service fund. So this will show at the top $30,000 of interest earnings as planned. The just below that are the expenditures of $561,059. And those are the two bond payments that will happen throughout the year. So you'll have one in June and one in December, and those are the interest payments that come out of the capitalized interest from the bond issuance. So the just below that, you have the transfer from other fund of the $2,071,684. And that was just as the bond issuance dictated, just moving these funds into the debt service funds for those purposes. So at the end of the budget cycle, that shows an ending fund balance of $1,540,625, which is composed of the capitalized interest and surplus fund just below that. So that's the debt service fund through this year as proposed. And we can go to the next page. And this is the capital projects fund. And that shows interest earnings of approximately $100,000 and a budget line of capital outlay, which is the construction expenditures of $8,140,958, which includes all of the bond funds plus the interest earnings. So whether you're planning to spend all of those this year or not, we budget for it so that you can spend it if as needed throughout this year. So that you don't have to go through this process multiple times in the year.
Sure.
So if you spend all the money, that leaves you with an ending fund balance of zero, which I think that's the goal eventually anyway, right? Yep. So. That is the proposed amended budget. And then Brian, you probably will review this, but we have to wait at least 7 days to actually adopt this budget so that the public has a chance to make any comments. But if you have any edits or comments, this is the best time to do that so that we can have those done in preparation for that final approval.
Right off the bat, are there any questions, comments for Derek?
Nope.
All right, then, hey, that's all I have on there, Brian.
Thank you, Derek. Then we got two things to do here. First, we will make a motion to tentatively adopt the amended 2026 operating capital budget and set public hearing date. We'll have to take a motion to approve that tentative amended 2026 budget and then set a public hearing dates for public comments on the same in that final actual adoption. So first, would somebody like to make a motion to approve the amended 2026 operating capital budget?
Yeah, a motion to approve the tentative amended 2026 budgets.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second. All
right. First and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. And this next question is for the group, Zach, as well, if you want to chime in. We need to schedule another meeting to formally adopt that budget, like Derek said, within 7 days, which would be, or not within, but after 7 days for public consumption. The 7 days from today would be next Monday, the 11th. For the client service team, Zach, Amanda, Derek, does the 11th work for you for that follow-up meeting? And what time might you be available?
Monday doesn't work for me. However, if it does work for Amanda, she could do that.
Yeah, Mondays are usually tough for us. So if it was Tuesday, that would be great.
How does Tuesday look, Derek, Amanda?
Tuesday next week is...
That's the 12th.
What time of day?
That's what we're going to figure out. Dave, Scott, and I guess Beverly as well. Scott, if you could speak for Beverly here. Would next Tuesday for another board meeting, we'd say, I mean, I could propose around 1 p.m. Does that work for your schedules?
Yeah, that works for me.
Zach?
Scott, would next Tuesday at 1 p.m. for a quick adoption of the budget work for you?
Yeah, I'll be in my office.
Perfect.
Yeah, that works for us as well.
Yes, for Derek.
All right. Then I'll get something on the calendar. I'll just make it a 30-minute meeting, and we'll get that out. So you'll probably see that either this afternoon or tomorrow.
So, and Brian, you may or may not have seen the email I sent over. Dave and I were chatting, and just as a, at this point, an administrative non-action item before, and we can discuss the House bill and district anchor location, I guess, before we get into that. But just in terms of the board has a desire to increase the number of board seats from 3 to 5. And so what we'll need to do if they'd like to do that is have that voted upon at a, you know, that next meeting, and approve a resolution to increase those, the board seat number, and then they will need to appoint those vacant positions, which sounds like they've got two people in place that they'd like to add on. And so I sent an email, included you, Dave, on it, and if you need to, you can send it to Scott. But essentially, according to the Utah code, we don't have to do anything more than a 24-hour notice as an IFD with no residents living on the property. That fits into an exception. There's others where you have to do like a 2-month or a 30-day notice period, but because this falls into several exceptions and the governing document says that the board is the appointing authority, essentially, and that you guys can appoint new board members, we can just handle that all at one board meeting, and our team can draft the resolutions. Anyways, that's one thing I just wanted to put on the everybody's radar.
Perfect. Thank you, Zach. We'll go ahead and add that to the agenda and everything for the next meeting and make sure that we can address it then. And if there's anything you need from us for support, please let us know.
Great. Thanks.
All right, if we're ready, we can move on to item 2E, ratification of application for acceptance of district eligible costs with Forge Land Company, LLC. I have both of those documents, number 1 and number 4, included in the board packets. Before we take a motion for ratification of those costs, is there anything that anybody would like to say in to present these items? Is everybody familiar? We've already seen these signatures have been completed and emails have been sent. If there are no questions, then we'll go ahead and ask for a motion to ratify the acceptance of district eligible costs with Forge Land Company LLC.
Motion to approve ratification of application for acceptance of district eligible costs with Forge Land Company LLC.
Thank you. Is there a second?
My second.
First and second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're moving on to the consideration and approval of 2026 Annual Administrative Matters Resolution. Zach, would you like to speak to this and explain a little bit about what this resolution is?
Yeah, you bet. So we do this each year. Dave, Scott, you guys approved this basically the exact form last year for 2025. It, just the only difference is we've got to update it for the new year. And essentially states in there that, hey, that you guys have approved an annual budget for this year, and goes through that the things are in order. Now, one thing I did, I think we've got all these done, but you guys, just to confirm, there number four there is that trustee training, board member training that each board member has to do once. And then there's an open meeting training that has to be done each year. And so just a reminder that those, obviously the number four, the trustee training, I believe you guys have all done that already. That's just a one-time thing for the board member training, but the open meeting training, let's maybe, Brian, you guys can help us keep that in order and ensure that they've got the link to do that and, you know, with the reminders that are needed. But other than that, it's really, like it says, administrative matters goes through and things that our team and Pinnacle's team have handled. So if you scroll down a little bit on that, just again, it states the officers of the board, and we've got the conflict of interest disclosure statement is also an annual requirement. Pinnacle team, I don't know if I'm trying to remember if that's something you guys have already sent out to them or if that'll be forthcoming.
I think we did that in January.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah. Awesome. So you can scroll down, Brian, but that's really essentially, you know, just states some of the standard code items. And I know we're going to talk about anchor location piece next, but yeah. Any questions on that from the board?
No.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you, Zach. If there's no questions, we're looking for a motion to approve the 2026 Annual Administrative Resolution.
Motion to approve the 2026 Annual Administrative Resolution.
Here's our second. First and second, all in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. All right, and the last item, that wraps up the action items. Last item here is discussion items. Zach, I'll pass it to you in just a second, but just a brief overview. The House Bill 17 was amended. That House bill dictates how districts are, restrictions that districts are subject to regarding anchor locations. But Zach, do you want to, I don't want to step on legal toes here. Would you like to provide a little update on what this means and what we're trying to do?
No, I'm okay with you guys going forward with it. I think it's just mentioning that we've got to have the anchor location somewhere have the meetings or someone there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where the anchor location is, or it has to be on the property.
So the general amendment is that the anchor location, that this starts in 2 days from today, that the anchor location needs to be located within the boundaries of the district. If there is not a viable location within the district where a meeting can be held, then it's upon the district to find a place nearby that's reasonable, or a place within the registering entity as well. So we're looking at different options to address this. This will be in effect for the next meeting that happens with the budget renewal or the budget acceptance on the 12th. We're going to work with legal and the board members to see what options are and come up with the best case scenario. And I've asked Zach to look into the options of drafting a resolution to help support the area that we end up going in. Zach, did I?
We can just do my office if that works. My office is nearby.
Great.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. I'll reach out to you with a little bit more details on that. And Zach, I'll include you on that too, so we can work together to get any kind of statutory compliance items done to accommodate that anchor location.
Okay. That's great.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. That is all I have. Zach, Derek, Amanda, is there anything for discussion that was not already addressed? All good?
I'm good.
All right. There's nothing else. I'll take a motion to adjourn the meeting. Somebody like to make that
motion? Motion to adjourn the meeting.
All right. Is there a second?
I second.
First and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
1:35 p.m. and we're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks.